I'm here with Dr. Donald Carson, sports medicine physician with Our Lady Lake. Dr. Carson, tell us about concussions in the athlete.
Well, concussions are considered mild traumatic brain injuries. They're caused by severe blunt forces to the head or neck. They're becoming more prevalent and becoming more widespread and known throughout the community just by everything that's going on in the news, dealing with football and basketball and baseball. And so concussions are actually more prevalent than what we actually know. and they present with various of symptoms, which can be placed probably in four categories. You have cognitive, emotional, physical, and also sleep-related. And an athlete may experience one of these symptoms across the spectrum of things. And even if a patient has experienced a concussion in the past, they may develop different symptoms. So it's not always the same thing that presents as before. Some of the things to look for, and so as far as physical symptoms, you can include headache, dizziness, balance problems, nausea, vomiting. Sensitivity to light or noise are probably one of the most common things most people notice. Numbness, tingling, or fatigue. Some of the cognitive symptoms, you know, you have the symptoms of feeling in a fog. People that feel slowed down, they have some confusion, difficulty concentrating, remembering events before or after the injury. And then also the emotional symptoms. Most people fail to realize these are irritability, sadness, depression. It's one of a common symptom, if you can recall back to a lot of NFL players with what we call CTE. A lot of them suffer from depression. And some sleep-related issues such as drowsiness or sleeping more or less than usual. Some red flag signs to look out for is if you notice anyone that experiences a sudden a blow and suddenly they start having these symptoms such as headaches that worsen significantly, slurred speech, repeated vomiting, seizure, prolonged loss of consciousness, especially more than 30 seconds, a lot of neck pain, midline especially, inability to recognize people or places, those are red flags that you need to call 911 right away. So most people who get concussions, the one question I get asked a lot is it treatable? And the answer to that is yes. Probably the best thing a patient can do as far as treating a concussion is cognitive rest. And what does that mean? Cognitive and physical rest. And that means shutting everything down. That means taking a few days off from work, or so if it's a child, taking some days off of school, taking some days away from PE. That means cutting off the electronics. That means cutting off the cell phone, no texting, no necessarily watching TV, because you want to shut your brain down as much as possible. You want to give your brain time to heal. And so, you know, I usually tell athletes that, you know, concussion is similar, or I like to think of it like a bruise to the brain. And with just like with anything that's injured, you want to shut it down. So you may, you know, just like say an ankle sprain or something, we may put you in a walking boot. Well, the same thing for concussions. We can't put you in a boot for your head, but we can do things to shut the brain down, which is decreasing the activity that the brain has to go through. And then if you are, you know, if you're working with any athletic trainers or physical therapists or a physician, they can put you through programs to gradually what we call return to play. There are different protocols to go through. And so the main thing with concussions is recognizing it when it first happens, pulling that person or that athlete or child out of the field of play and allowing them to get proper treatment. So I can be reached at Family Practice Associates with Our Lady of the Lake Physician Group. It's located at 12525 Perkins Road, Suite A in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You can reach their phone, call us, make an appointment at 225-761-4256.